It's an annual tradition, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline from Oxnard, California, is the Cowboys owner and GM to talk about what he may or may not say here in a few hours. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. To be with you. I tell you, it's an exciting day for a lot that goes on, and I was just listening on your telephone application that streams your radio signal broadcast, and I heard that them comments from that press conference way back in when I got the Cowboys, and boy, I sounded a little helium voice there, didn't I?
You did. You did sound a little helium voice.
I do remember taking a big hit off a balloon right before I started that press conference.
Do you?
Yeah, I did. And it was good to hear that again. I'm glad you guys played that. That was back when I really cared about football.
You don't care about it anymore?
No, I still care about football, but I now have what I call an enhanced interest in football.
Okay.
So an enhanced interest. I like football, and I like all the ancillary businesses I can do associated with football.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But
you're excited. But you're excited about this.
Excited as well as excited.
Uh-huh.
So, getting prepared for this big press conference. Been in rehearsals all weekend about this. Chris Christie flew down and helped me prepare.
Okay.
And we got a stand-in playing the part of the laughing idiot, which is the role that Stephen plays at the real press conference. So we got someone come in and play that part. We're going to do some pomp. We're going to do some circumstance.
Are you?
We're going to do pomp and circumstance. We are.
Yeah.
And we did in the future. Stephen wants to play his trombone.
Okay.
Junior wants to dance. He's made himself a dance costume. It's kind of like a ninja with a squirrel tail or something.
Okay.
Wears a tutu. And he wears his costume all the time. It's something he came up with. I keep saying, you know, does he have to wear it into the restaurant? Does he have to wear it into the church? And his mama says it keeps him calm. You know,
okay.
So he's got to wear it.
Whatever works.
And they're going to do this at the same time. Jerry Jr. is going to dance while Stephen plays the trombone?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Stephen is here right near me right now with his trombone getting prepared. Do you want to listen to him play a little bit?
Sure, I guess so. Hey, yeah,
Stephen, go ahead and play with you.
You have to sing. Okay.
Well, that sounds great.
Not too bad.
He's really good.
Not too bad. Jerry Jr. sang along with him there a little bit.
Uh-huh. Sounds like it.
You guys are ready.
We're dancing, ready. I guess.
We're ready. And Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys, he wants to do an acoustic song he wrote called, let me get my itinerary here.
Big production.
It's called Bitch, Get Up On This.
Brad would not sing a song like that.
Slow acoustic number.
No.
But it's going to be a big thing. I got my rough draft here. You want me to run it by you?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Webster's defines training camp as a gathering of personnel for training purposes. And this is what we have here. I have learned a lot in the past 33 years, mainly about cleats.
Oh, the old cleat reference.
I have learned that cleats help with traction and that they mainly are on the bottom of shoes. I have also learned that I do not have an eye for football talent, and I would like to turn the team over to my son, Stephen. But Stephen is an unmitigated idiot, so I can't.
Now, come on.
So that's all I've got so far. What do you think?
Yeah, I would rewrite that whole thing.
A little harsh on your family.
It is.
I spent so much time about cleats, and then the family part is a little rough.
I know, and as you can tell, I've only got about a minute and a half of what I plan to be a 45-minute speech. So I got a little work to do between now and then.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait. Can't wait for the trombone too. That's going
to
be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great. And this is I'm hoping to have many more of these training camps. You know I'm getting older, but I got to keep working because I keep having kids, and I gotta figure out how I'm gonna put all these kids through college.
Yeah,
well, I think they're all out.
Cause I got that new baby and everything. And speaking of, Veruca wants to come along.
Nice.
She says she wants me to buy her a new pony for out here in Oxnard.
Sweet. She's not a new baby, by the way.
But she and Charlotte, I tell you, those two fight like cats and dogs. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
Veruca keeps going into Charlotte's closet and stealing her clothes. And that really pisses Charlotte off because we've already been through this with Jerry Jr. You know, we finally get him out of Charlotte's closet. Now, all of a sudden, we got Veruca in there.
Right.
So I've got to – you guys will come out here and see this. I got my car's all outfitted with the car seat in the back and everything now. Veruca's still facing the
car
rear.
Car seat.
But we're looking to turn around soon.
All right.
We'll see you out there.
All right. See you out
there.
See
you, Jerry. All right.
See you.
That's Jerry. We'll hear from him again at noon. The big press conference today.